This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome. We're back here, folks. Golly gee, golly gee. Well, I think Hubert Horatio Humphrey used to say that, trying to imitate, the late Jim Nabors from Gomer Pyle. And, Johnson's buddy there, Hubert Horatio Humphrey. I'm glad to be back in the White House riding the elevator again. Today, ladies and gentlemen, is the 16th of December, 2017. Time is a-flying. Very shortly, it'll be Christmas time. And, Mr. Trump has a Christmas gift for us. We're going to get into that in just a few moments. We're going to bring Art on early today with us. A lot to share, including an old broadcast of ours going to be aired on this program, a segment of it, having to do with JFK and Michael Pfeiffer. That's right. So you stay tuned. God willing, this shall be a very efficacious program today. Indeed, Mr. Trump says we've got an early Christmas present, and we'll get into that in a minute. But first, let's just concentrate on the Gospels, the word that God has given us. And in that Gospel, that beautiful Gospel of John, the Apostle John, chapter 8, starting at 38 and going on to 44 in the King James Version of the Bible, Jesus is speaking to these who are of the synagogue of Satan, who call themselves Judah and Israel and are not. And so he said, there are two fathers. Did you know that there are two fathers? There's not just one father, but there's the father of the races of the earth, those who created all the races. And then there is the father who created this demon race, the race of Cain, that murdered, of course, his brother Abel. But Jesus in 38 is saying, I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. And then they answered him, and they said, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, ye were Abraham's children, he would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to murder me, a man that had told you the truth, which I have been given of God. This did not Abraham. And then he said, ye do the deeds of your father. And they said to him, but we be not born of fornication. We have but one Father, even God. Jesus then turned and said unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he that sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, my words, even because you cannot hear my word? And of course, in the last verse of this chapter, he does say to them quite boldly that ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. For he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now, who are his own children? Well, right there, the same seed line of Cain, which was responsible for the murder of most of the prophets and the apostles, and indeed demanded the murder of Christ under Roman occupation through Pilate. And Pilate washed his hands of the whole thing, saying, I find no fault worthy of death in this man, no cause of death. And so they insisted to crucify him, to crucify him. I think we all know the rest of that story. Now, today there is that same seed line, believe it or not, amongst us today. And now I hear pastors and Bible-believing ministers of the gospel telling us that Mr. Trump has done the right thing in extending universal declaration of control of Jerusalem, that city of God, to those who call themselves Judah and are not, but do lie and are of the synagogue of Satan. Many are applauding him and applauding that decision that was ordered upon him by his overseer, and they're saying the same thing. God gave this city to us, to the Jews, because David bequeathed it to us, and he got it from God. And Palestinians and Arabs have no place in that city. They must either be killed off, or they must be driven out, because that's God's city. And God is our Father, they said. Now, I think the words of Jesus are contradictory to the words of these people in the pulpit, who are liars and fraudsters, deceivers and hucksters. And I think that will be borne out very shortly. He who blesses the seed of Abraham shall be blessed, and he who curses the seed of Abraham shall be cursed. Now, if America stands by that little tiny strip in the Middle East that calls itself Israel, then America will be blessed. And as we see now, we're being so blessed with all sorts of Christmas presents and gifts and so forth from Mr. Mnuchin and Miss Yellen, with interest rates, of course, rising. So I thought it appropriate now. We're going to talk a little bit with Art about a variety of issues, but I want to start off with this so-called tax cut bill. Before we do that, though, can we have a little bit of music, Sam? Play it again, Sam.
Wait. We're a rich man. Yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. All day long, I bidi-bidi-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. If I were a bidi-bidi-rich, idle, diddle, diddle, diddle man, I'd build a big, tall house with the rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with the real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere, just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man. If I were a rich man, yabba dibba 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 dum.
Oh, yes, we know what he would do if only he could count a few shekels. Well, I think it's time to welcome Art to our program. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick. I had a great song, Fiddler on the Roof. It reminds me of Nero playing the fiddle as Rome burns.
And yes, it's so true. The lyrics are so true, aren't they? I mean, where can you find a rich man who is maybe a Jewish attorney in the campaign of Roy Moore, or maybe you find any in the legal profession, or any of those in the banking field? I think it's kind of hard to find today, wouldn't you say?
They're as rare as hen's teeth, as in Edgar Steele would say, as in the hens and the chicken story.
If it wasn't so tragic, it would be what? It would be humorous, wasn't it? Right. Wouldn't.
Right. It's like they're trying to chickenize Jerusalem now. It's our place. Right. Even though we stole and killed everybody off, it's still our place. Just ignore that fact that we're committing, genocide. But, hey, that's okay.
No, the whole world is anti-Semitic. You know, as Newt Gingrich said, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago when Mr. Trump made that decision, you know, like he made it himself, you know, when he declared it to be the case the first time since 1948 in Harry Truman, Newt Gingrich said, oh, all of the European nations that are screaming and ranting and raving about it. He says, it's nice to know that anti-Semitism is alive and well in Europe again, you know. Newt Gingrich, the contract with America, huh?
Right, the contract for America, who then was blackmailed by Larry Ellison of Oracle in a fundraiser, who basically says he was the last tripwire to open up the immigration floodgates that we're seeing out in this country. Somehow people forget that's what he did for us, that before he was blackmailed because he had a lady on his side who was going after Clinton for Monica Lewinsky. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's often forgotten, isn't it, huh?
Right. Then I sent you some information on the daily deluge I get of the H-1B visa immigration labor that's coming in this country.
I did get that.
And the funny thing is some of them, you know, after you're here for 2 or 3 years, become U.S. citizens, they automatically get hub zone. They get certification as a minority business that good old white American can't get at all. Okay, and how did they get that? Because this little small company called Indian Business Machine, known as IBM, says to sell our 360 mainframe computers back in the 60s and 70s, India won a quid pro, and he says, all right, we'll make your people from India in the U.S. as a section, as a minority business enterprises.
Now, what's the deal? Up until, I know a number of years ago, you know, I'd go into this little convenience store where I am, and I'd notice the Indians who were running it, and then I would notice some of the family would leave, go back to India, others would come. Was that part of this deal that managed to create these zones for them, that they could come here for a number, was it 5 years or something, and then change hands or change family members to take over the business with all of these special breaks that they get? Was that part of this visa program?
Yeah, it's definitely part of the visa program. It's all the diversity clause. And who's pushing diversity? The big, Jewish-owned businesses like Amazon, Facebook, Google. We have to support diversity. The code word is we're going to put the American labor out of work and we're going to replace it with foreign labor. And the reason is that is we get control of all the business, and then when we're ready, we're just going to pull it out of the country and go elsewhere and leave you guys high and dry.
So there are some fiddlers on the roof, then, that are fiddling away our freedom. Wow.
Right. And when you mention fiddlers on the roof, realize that originated from the poor peasant Ukrainian Russian farmers who mostly were in the Jewish community. And if you look at how things evolved over here, 3 generations, virtually most of them have their origination from Central Europe, you know, Eastern Europe, actually. And in 3 generations, they rise from being peasants to come over to this country, working through the National Crime Syndicate, and all of a sudden they become multi-billionaires. Go figure.
So these aliens amongst us, these enemies, are lording over us then, huh? What is known as Israel here in America, and Whitey is in the middle class, is in the way, I guess. They just have to be squeezed out, don't they?
Right, and if you look at Kushner Enterprises, take a look there. For instance, his father was a convicted felon for bribing political officials, and he was put in jail by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. That's why Christie doesn't have a chance of getting any political position in the Trump administration, because Gerard, his son, is Trump's son-in-law through Ivanka.
Wow. So he does have something to do with Mr. Trump. Whoa, isn't that interesting, huh, folks? Well, it gets a little thick now. That swamp seems to be all around Mr. Trump, and he seems to be right there knee-deep in it, huh?
Right.
That's amazing.
The objective. what's that cliche go? He forgot the objective is to drain the swamp when you're up to your ears in alligators. Or more in this case, up to our ears in Bolsheviks.
Yeah, Bolshevik alligator. Well, it's true. They are like alligators, indeed, from the scriptures. You know, what's interesting to note is this so-called GOP tax cut, right, as they're calling it, is a hoax. It's a major hoax for a variety of reasons, in my view. And some are calling it a heist. And how would you view it? Because I have all the specifics, and I sent you a few of, you know, some of the major points of this this bill, which of course is so detailed. But nevertheless, what's your summation of it? Tell us now.
Well, it's definitely going to help the upper 1% quite well, and take away quite a few benefits from the rest of us. And one of the pieces of information you sent to me says, why should anyone who owes a student debt be responsible for that when they're having us give free education to illegals in this country? You know, it's a really great hypocrisy that's going on. That's one of the things I see. Also, I want to remember when they're talking about taxes, when Netanyahu dedicated the National Holocaust Center in Philadelphia at Independence Mall, actually right across the street from it, back in the, I think around 1990, around that time frame, I saw him there. And he says, three of our predecessors, and he was mentioning, he implied it was Jacob Schiff, the creature of Jekyll Island, we set up the Federal Reserve Bank, the Infernal Revenue Service, and B'nai B'rith, the Anti-Defamation League.
And they also created the that amendment, what was it, the 17th Amendment, to, in effect, right after the income tax, to abolish the Senate being appointed by the state legislatures and making it direct election, you see?
Yep. Now, speaking of direct
elections. Really, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Speaking of direct elections, we got the sponsor of the hate laws, Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Bob Casey, coming up for election in 2018. So if anybody listening in Pennsylvania or has influence of people voting in Pennsylvania, you want to go to the guy who set up these hate laws that are being used throughout the country, including people like La Raza tied in with the Anti-Defamation League. Realize that the sponsor of these laws is actually up for election. And maybe it's time to tar and feather him at the polls.
Well, I certainly would not be a naysayer to that treatment. But, you know, the way I'm looking at all of this now is, in general terms, you have some of the people, including Dave Stockman. Of course, you remember who he was, Dave Stockman in the OMB, going back a number of years under Reagan. And he's saying this is a deficit expanding bill. If it passes as is, okay, this is actually going to expand the deficit by another trillion plus dollars. And what they're doing is they're cutting. What they're doing is proposing cuts to make up for the so-called tax increase that you would normally get anyway. And essentially what they're doing is handing it over to the states. Okay. So the states are going to, and the cities and town, they're going to be raising taxes in high tax states. This is especially true in like my state and your state, of course, Pennsylvania, and a number of other states as well. So what they're doing, the Republicans, are, again, what they're doing is robbing Peter to pay Paul, and who's paying the piper? Well, we know who's paying the piper. You just named them, okay? So this is not a tax cut. On that basis alone, it's not a tax cut. It's not even close. You know, the deficit is growing. And who finances the deficit now? I mean, don't we have Article 1, Section 18 of the Constitution in effect? And don't we have real money? With no interest bearing? Oh, I guess we don't, do we? Huh? No. So we're paying interest to these bankster, gangster, criminal elite. It's a massive fraud. I mean, you talk about the Brinks robbery, and you talk about Charles Ponzi and setting up all of these schemes, pyramid. This is the biggest pyramid scheme in the history of this country. And, you know, you see the pyramid on the back of your Federal Reserve note, your dollar bill, and you see who created it. How come they created it? Why? It's a new world order, new social order, and it's our enterprise. There's the symbol. Right in front of your noses, ladies and gentlemen, the synagogue of Satan. All right, we'll come back with Art, and we got to continue to divvy up these lies of Christmas presents at this time. Come right back. Rick Adams and Art from Philly.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back with Art now, talking about this hoax called the tax cut. And, you know, again, they wrap it up with, you know, all of the Christmas ribbon and all of the nice little paper and all of the jingle bells and so forth. But it is, in fact, a jingle bell, major windfall. Again, for the synagogue of Satan. Now, I've always told people this. There is no such thing as a tax cut. If you are increasing taxation through deficits, through monetization of the debt, and in fact, you have the other factor, which nobody talks about, Art. No one but us, that I know of. No one. And that is the tax of devaluation of the dollar. Now, as you know, in the last year, the dollar has dropped significantly in terms of purchasing power here in the United States itself. And I can see it. I've seen it in the last 12 months, 6 months, 3 months. I have seen the cost of items going skyrocketing. Okay, I'm talking about a general increase in the cost of living. Now, of course, this administration and the accounting office will say, no, we haven't had an increase. Like Obama said the last 3 years, we did not have an increase in the cost of living. No, absolutely not. Things were level. They were, you know, stable. And, of course, this is the same character that lied us through Sandy Hoax and every other hoax that one can imagine, the wars against terror and all of that. So we're being deceived, and we're getting a tax increase just through the tax of devaluating this currency, which is a windfall. for these criminal bankster gangsters, be they the Schiff families, the Rothschild, heirs, and a host of others in Goldman Sachs and so forth and so on, all the way down the line. So Mr. Mnuchin can say, yes, thank you. And Janet Yellen, as she leaves, can say, thank you. You have done a wonderful job. And the economy is so robust now that we are going to slide those interest rates up a little bit because there's just too much credit and there's just too much stimulus for the economy. Anybody who's ever really studied economics from a biblical point of view and a logical point of view knows that that is pure pulp fiction. What do you say?
I agree. The Federal Reserve Bank, obviously, it prints money to base in the currency. It also acts by a vacuum cleaner taking credit, either expanding or diminishing credit in the U.S. economy by raising or lowering interest rates, just like a vacuum cleaner is taking all the economic vitality out of the U.S. economy. With respect to the national debt, I think back in the Reagan era, this is an analogy, he says we're going to reform our taxes. And he actually had most American people hoodwinked. He says, I'm raising your taxes, and thank you, and actually have them get a handshake. Hey, thank you for lowering my taxes. Why, just, you know, push the tax liability from the federal government onto the states, and then the state taxation will just take it up and raise it over.
Exactly. That was under Reagan.
Right.
And I remember one of the, he was the Secretary of the Treasury, I believe, at one time, William Simon. You may remember him.
Yes, I do. Can you give me about a minute? Someone's knocking on the door.
Sure, sure. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll give you a minute. Do what you got to do. Bill Simon, folks, said that, and he was after he was out, he wrote the book, A Time for Truth, and that was when he did tell you a little truth about the fact that the economy is basically illiquid. It has diminished liquidity, which, of course, means that we are now totally mortgaged, yes, debt gripped to the hilt. And he was telling you that inflation... Well, I mean, he actually came out and said some things that were somewhat very sophist coming from him, but he wasn't totally wrong. He did say the American people have a love-hate relationship with inflation. That's the way he put it. He said they love everything that inflation creates, but they hate inflation in so many words. Okay, they just don't like the price increase inflation. Well, you know, again, it has nothing to do with the whole idea of how much Congress spends and how much Congress raises. That is not even the issue. Not about the tax code. It's about the fact that we have no legal money. We have no legal tender. We are not gold-backed. We are not silver-backed. We have nothing but the whim of international bankster, gangster, criminal elites. We have banking conglomerates that create the debt. And again, it's not money. It's the issuing of debt obligation bonds. That's what it comes down to. Now, I always tell people, I would love to have that privilege. I would love to be able to do what they do. Just print dollar bills, $200 bills if I could. Make it $1,000. And there would be nothing wrong about it. Because it is not legal to have that system in the first place. Come back and Art will rejoin us in just a moment. So you stay tuned. A lot of hearty discussions to come.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right. We're back, folks. That's a Saturday broadcast on the 16th of December. I think Art may be back with us right now. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Just all right, Art.
Make one quick comment on the debt. If you go back to the Reagan era, they were talking about a debt of $1 billion, and that was equal to all the debt the U.S. had accumulated over the prior 200 years. Now, this rounded out to 40 years later. The debt is now approaching $25 trillion by 40 years. So we've expanded the debt 25,000 times. Okay, you know, $1,000 billion is a trillion, and we got $25 trillion. 25,000 times increase in 40 years of the debt of this country. I think it's we're already past the point of no return. If you look at the economic research,
yeah.
They're saying, you know, the economy, if we hit a $60 trillion debt, we're going into a Great Depression. And
well, see, there is no turning back. No, right. There is no civilization that has ever reached this point, that has ever been able to come out of it without a total violent upheaval.
Right. Yeah, I think, look at Venezuela, because I see that coming here. That's what I see is actually going to happen as a result of this, unless they find some way to turn it around. which
divine intervention is the only way, and people don't want to hear that. In fact, right now with all these polls showing that people don't want nativity scenes on state house capitol steps, they don't want religion and state to be intertwined, you know, and that's a very fuzzy and murky area to begin with. But I mean, and the polls are just showing an increase in that. They're not showing the overwhelming majority, but we are becoming more secularized, more anti-Christian, post-Christian America than ever in our history. As you know, that slippery slope came from the Jerry Rubins and people like that in the late 60s, the Vietnam era. And at that time, we were spending a fortune on Vietnam. We were spending a fortune on the so-called war on poverty. And what have we to show for it? That $21 trillion debt. And are people better off today, if I may use that expression, or not? Well, some are better off, yeah. The people we've just been talking about, the seed line. But no, the average person, the middle class, they are far worse off today than they ever were before since the Depression. That's a fact. Right. That is an economic fact.
What they accomplish is following the planks of the Communist Manifesto for America.
Exactly.
That's what's been accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right. And,
you know, what people aren't talking about or fully don't understand yet is how these Bolsheviks came over here and in three generations basically came up through the National Crime Syndicate and through the banking system, and those two are directly related, I found out, that they've basically raped the American people and basically took our government away from us. It's no longer representing the people, but representing the 1% Bolshevik upper class.
Now, it reminds me of the seduction of Eve in the book of Genesis. It was very subtle. This process, like the serpent, was very appealing and alluring, you know, because they had the illusion that they were going to become wealthy and America would increase her wealth by foreign intrigue and adventurism and war and industrial expansion. And that's the way Satan works. He appeals, to that greed, that basic desire for more, apart from God and apart from morals and values and so forth. So that's why we went down that path, and that path, in fact, has been a precipitating one. Now, what about prior? You see, prior to the assassination of William McKinley, prior to Teddy Roosevelt and the enactment of the Federal Reserve swindle, in the 1890s, Art, I brought this up before, Grover Cleveland years, there was what was known as a billion-dollar Congress. Congress actually spent and raised the revenue to spend $1 billion. Can you imagine that? Congress spent $1 billion then. That was a balanced budget. What happened between that time and 1913?
Well, you had Teapot Dome in there, so they did try to stop it. But
later, the Teapot Dome, the Silver Panic. You remember how they engineered that, the Silver Panic?
The Bankster Gang?
Late 1800s. In order to tell people what, you know, the money supply is very dangerously tied to silver, and we need some balance and control, right? Isn't that what they were telling the people?
Yes.
The Fed will cure all of your ailments. Okay.
Right. Turn on the printing press. And mm-hmm. I look at the purchasing power, even in spite of it being depressed right now. I mean, an ounce of silver had a purchasing power of a dollar. Now an ounce of silver is going for roughly $16, $17. So our currency, just by, and that's, I think that's really a depressed value, is has been devaluated by a factor of 17 times. Right. Or you would say 1,700% decrease in the purchasing power.
Oh, absolutely. Nope. I mean, and that proves the point. Try to tell this to the average kitty on the street or elderly person. They haven't got a clue. Our people are stupid, okay? Sottish. They're dumb. And you know, God says he does send a spirit of stupor upon them, too. Because he's trying to protect them in their relative innocence. Because as they drift more and more away from him and embrace these idolaters and these wars and so forth, you know, What happens is they become more and more asleep, more and more stupefied. And these little wolves in sheep's clothing go into grandma's house, they're trying to dress up like little old Red Riding Hood's friend, and come along and say, let us help you. Let us take care of your needs. And look at our needs today. Where are we now in debt? The debt has climbed tremendously before and since Mr. Trump was seated in that White House. It has continued, not only governmental debt and deficits, but now we're talking about personal and private debt. And now we know what's happening to brick and mortar, right? But what's happening? What has substituted? Well, I believe the statistics are accurate when they say that online purchasing now has gone up about 10% over what it was last year. But the only question I have for you, Art, is how are they buying? Are they going like they go to the brick and mortars and putting down cash? Or are they buying in another way, like a credit card?
They're buying in credit. And, online is taking a chunk out of retail sales. It only accounts for, at the upper limit, 20%. At the lower limit, 10%. But overall spending is way down, okay, because people are, how would you say, more impoverished. They have less money than they've had before.
Well, that's right. And so the point is here that whatever money they think they're spending, and the media gleefully report, is in fact no money at all, because they're all buying on credit. You have to if you're going online shopping.
Right.
So debt is up, personal debt is up, private debt is up, all kinds of car loan debt is up, mortgage debt is up, everything is up, and we are what we would call an impoverished nation. We are not a nation that leads in liquidity. We have no liquidity. We have no personal savings left for the most part. Who can save today when paycheck to paycheck people are basically trying to make ends meet? Now, with these so-called tax cuts, and then the overhaul, medical care, so forth and so on, what you're going to see is that tax foundation admission before Congress in 1953, the Reese Commission, who was a committee of Congress, a subcommittee on the tax foundations, and Ford and Rockefeller, and they admitted that we are so changing America internally and destroying the standard of living, increasing the cost of living, so that someday we can be merged into a one-world system. And they admitted it. Now, 60-something years later, that's coming to pass, isn't it?
Yes, it is. When you mentioned the tax cuts, realize this has been going on by the corporations for decades. If you go back to when the middle class was strong, back in from the 50s to the early 70s, corporations were paying 35% of the amount of tax revenue collected by the government. Now it's down below 15%. By the time they're done this new tax bill, it's probably going to be down below 10%. So that's a big reason also why there's less revenue. And, basically what happens is, all right, the federal government's share of the, of what they're actually putting back out in the states is going way down. So let's look at some of the unfunded mandates that have been put upon the states.
Yes.
Such as, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, on down the line there. Part of
public schools, there you go,
school. Yeah. All of that's going to result in the poor property tax owners, which I'm one of them, like many others, that we're going to be paying through the nose to pay for all that. So we're going to be, what Greenspan said is, we're entering in an era of stagflation, just like during the Nixon era, where we're going to have inflation in the cost of products, goods, and services, but a stagnant income. And that looks like just about where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what comes after that is the hyperinflation, then comes the big boom, the recession. And that's really what I see is happening here. So it looks good. And if you look at the stock market, Venezuela's stock market is booming, okay? Right, so you want to see what happens is, don't look at the stock market to tell you what's really going to happen on Main Street.
Oh, no, don't. That's a falsetto. People are they're so easily led by these signals. Oh, this is a booming time now. Back to the Clinton era again, blah, blah, blah. Well, the Clinton era was an era of high debt. It was an era of false economy and the so-called rise of the whole technological movement. And we saw what happened with that, where it went, excuse me, high tech, and what happened with all the dot-coms and all these industries that were just propping up due to the new expanded internet. And then they all, or most of them, went belly up. And all these jobs, like Massachusetts, we had that with the 128, Route 128, where it was just one big commercial zone. And that evolved over the years, and you saw what happened with that over the years. When the 70s, it was in the 80s, it was a boom. And then we saw that pretty much eclipsed and turned around to the point where, of course, we have Little Jerusalem in Boston, which is a hub of New England. And yes, there are still businesses. Yes, the money's still flowing in. And yes, they want the casinos everywhere, like Connecticut, which has two casinos and is still billions of dollars in debt. So they're willing to participate in some false flag attack or what have you, just to have a few shekels to help balance the budget with, and they can't do that. So what do we really have? We have a nation of debt slaves, just where Satan and his babies want us to be. Right and right pray for when Johnny on the spot comes, you know? So let's face it. Go back to Reagan. You mentioned Reagan before, and I mentioned Bill Simon and what he said in his book, A Time for Truth. But Reagan came in promising two major platforms, and I think you remember, Art, what they were. He was going to abolish which two departments? Do you remember?
I think he was going to get rid of the Department of Education or really
yep,
sell it back.
Yes.
And the other one, I forget what it was.
Well, energy, the Department of Energy.
Yes, correct.
Came in
correct.
On the Carter administration. Right. And Jimmy Carter was the worst thing on the face of the earth. And, of course, many of the things he did for his puppeteers up above were. I mean, I can't even name all the betrayals and all of the evils that were perpetrated under Carter. Reagan came in like Trump, a new, fresh face and a whole new order of things. And what did he do? Instead of abolishing them, him and that Republican Congress, and then we had the new right Republicans, they expanded these agencies. Reagan hired 800, I believe, new IRS agents, new bureaucrats, who continued to harass the people. One of them was a congressman named George Hansen in Idaho, if you remember, what they did to go after him because he took on the IRS and the bureaucracy. So this idea of Reagan as a great reformer and Trump as another Reagan or, you know, a populist Reagan who's come in, tried to do the same thing, and he just happens to have deep state against him. I'm sorry. It doesn't wash with me on.
Right. The only thing I can say about Trump is, how would you say, when you vote for the lesser two evils, you have evil. Okay.
Yes.
I think he's better than Hillary, but you still got evil.
You got it. Evil is evil no matter what.
Right.
You know, they put us into war, allegedly, to fight evil in the 1940s. And what did we align ourselves with? Evil. So then after the war, it became the evil empire. Not during the war. During the war, it was the good empire. It was the good freedom fighters. Uncle Joe. Christening him Uncle Joe Stalin. And then, of course, we had to fight the so-called red menace that was created by the United States. If it was so tragic, it would be humorous. Okay, let's take some calls. 800-313-9443. I think we've had Ed on the line. Ed in Utah, is that right? Is he still there or did we lose him?
Hello?
Ed, are you there? Hello, Ed. Hi, you're there.
Yes, it's been a while, Rick.
Yes, how have you been, Ed?
Well, not too bad lately. I've been listening to the show when I can with you. I'm hoping today I can make a couple comments on Roy Moore.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. It's an open forum. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I know, putting aside, Rick, the question of what good he could or could not do in the United States Senate, the fact of the matter is he has taken up a good fight for two decades now, not just with the Ten Commandments, and then recently using what power he had in Alabama Supreme Court to block same-sex marriages. He has been at the crest of this for a long time coming, And he may be on the crest of another one, and that leads into the subject matter, massive vote fraud in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Even Roy Moore, for the moment, is only talking about the 22,000 write-in, or how close it was with the 14,000 at the end. That's all small potatoes, Rick, if my calculations are correct. And I just wanted to run it by you and Art.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that is just, even if they let every black felon in Alabama vote, like Alex Jones was alleging, even if that happened, that is small potatoes compared to the glaring thing. Look at 08, where Jeff Sessions won the last contested election. 2014, mm-hmm. He was uncontested. He still got 800,000 votes, Jeff Sessions, Republican. People need to get a grip. Alabama, whites vote Republican, blacks vote Democrat. There's maybe a 5 to 10% shift in either. Okay, so in 2008, he beats Vivian Figures, who gets 700,000.
We have a break. Can you hang on, Ed? Just hold on. We have the break, and we'll give you plenty of time. Stay with us, all right? Come right back, mm-hmm. folks. There's room for you. Rick Adams Uncensored. Right here on republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com by Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles. A 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
And we're back now, and we have Ed on the line with us, Art and myself. Go ahead, Ed. Continue.
Okay, so you have in 08, the last contested Senate election there where Jeff Sessions gets, Rick, 1.3 million votes. Vivian Figures gets 729,000 votes, not far off of the range that Doug Jones got, which I'm going to tell you was probably pretty accurate at 670,000 votes, roughly. Okay. Last year, no Senate race there, but there was a presidential race. The Republican, Donald Trump, gets 1.3 million, right up in the Jeff Sessions range. Hillary Clinton gets about 740,000 votes. Again, in range. Okay. This year, like I said, Doug Jones gets 675,000 votes. I won't argue with that. They can probably account for that. However, now they're having us believe, even though at 68% of the precincts counted, Roy Moore was leading by their own admission by 8 percentage points at 53 to 45, whatever they said. But the fact is, the final tally, they're placing Roy Moore at 650,000 votes. Rick, there's a disconnect here. There's 600,000 normal Republican voters missing, and there was nothing in any poll, not even the phony Fox poll, that indicated there would be a half, a 50% drop-off in Republican turnout when all of the Democrats turned out. And if the brainwash or the attempt, the propaganda of the women allegations had an effect, you could say, well, they would jump over to the Democrat. No, that doesn't show up in any of the final poll. No. Doesn't show. Where is that half a million votes? That's what Roy Moore is looking at. I am going to send money to his integrity fund that he's now calling for.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he has his absolute rights. I don't care who he is, like you say. We don't worry about their politics. It's a matter of justice. And I brought it up right from the beginning last week, and I said that we expected this to be the result. I was not surprised, to be perfectly honest with you. And I'm not saying that Judge Moore is the best candidate or he will make a great senator. He has a lot of issues, too. But that's not the point. You know, the point really is that we are now in an age of total and, as far as I'm concerned, unfettered election fraud at the box, at the voting machine, at the precinct level. Yes. Any comment, Art? I want Art to comment on it.
Well, two things. Remember what Stalin says, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. And you talk about Arkansas. Didn't the Clintons rise to power through Arkansas?
Yep. Well, right now we're talking about Alabama.
Alabama.
But still, but the state of George Wallace. You know?
Yes. In fact, Art, just keep in mind, Art, did you guys know that the Supreme Court of Alabama, notice that Roy Moore is not on it anymore. He retired last year to make this run. But last Monday, 23 hours before the polls opened, they did something historic. They had nine suddenly agree to overturn the Montgomery Appellate Court that ordered every county and precinct in Alabama to keep the digital images of the paper ballots. They wanted them destroyed by Wednesday morning, and they got their wish on an emergency session of the Alabama Supreme Court. Who was behind that? Was it Rich Shelby?
Yeah, probably.
You know what I'm saying, Rich?
Hold on a minute. I want to continue a few minutes, all right?
Okay.
We have the midway break, all right? We're going to begin hour number two, so stay with me.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.